We thank you so much for joining us on the Alpha Wealth Hour alongside Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. My name's Kevin McAlpin. We hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And of course, we appreciate you being part of the show. Lots to get to over the course of today's program. We know the Fed is set to meet again in just a couple of days. So should you make a move now and lock in an annuity? Plus, we'll tell you some of the money strategies that have withstood the test of time. And later on, if you haven't made that appointment for your mid-year checkup, we'll tell you why now's a great time to get yourself on Tom Fortino's calendar. We'll get to that and so much more. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show and the man of the hour and my good buddy, Tom Fortino. Tom, great to be with you. How are we doing this weekend?
I'm doing very well. I'm ready to go. Let's dig in and give some good information. And as I like to say, actionable items. That's what it's about.
That's what our show is all about. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we'll give you plenty of those throughout the course of the program. If you'd like to learn more, you'd like to get on Tom's calendar, or maybe you'd just like to get more details about some of those actionable items we get to on the show here today, folks, keep this phone number handy. It's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we talk taxes quite a bit on this program. And one thing we do know, those tax proposals that were part of President Trump's big, beautiful bill are now law. And you might not notice many of the changes. Why? Well, because that measure keeps permanent many of those key elements from 2017 that we know were set to expire at the end of this year. So, Tom, let's talk about some of the other pieces of this big, beautiful bill when it comes to taxes that should be top of mind for our listeners.
Well, there's a lot of information in here. The good news is you don't, I think it's 900 pages. We just can focus on the things that impact the individual taxpayer, and there are plenty of them. And this is really one of the reasons when you're working with someone, you really want to stay on top of these things. I think taxes, you know, they can play a huge role. And in most cases, they will play a huge role for this generation of retirees. And so how and when you withdraw money, these types of things can have a dramatic impact. And we just really need to be conscious of it. I think that we have this terrible attitude with taxes. That's why we incorporate what I like to say is called forward tax planning. And so when we look at this big, beautiful bill, let's talk about a few things. The first thing I want to talk about is the fact that it is retroactive. What does that mean? That means it's in effect now, 2025. The biggest takeaway, and I think you mentioned it, Kevin, is these tax brackets, which I know this may sound crazy. I hope you're sitting down, but they are the lowest tax brackets in the last 40 years. And not to minimize them, you know I'm no fan of taxes if you listen to me, and our goal is always to try to get you to tax-free. So how do we do that? And so we talk about some of these things. But so the marginal tax brackets are staying where they're at, the 12, the 24, the 22. Even there's a 10% marginal tax bracket. I wanted to remind you of that. But these are things we should be aware of. And there's opportunities here on it. When we talk about things like Roth conversions, and you've heard me talk about them plenty of times, but if these lower tax brackets are here and they're here to stay, we don't know for how long, you know, it is a permanent, there is no sunset, but hey, if we're going to be in a 12 or a 22, do we want to move that money today? Those are Roth conversions. I'll add one other thing to that. If you are 65 or older, you know, they have an additional standard deduction of $6,000 per person. So I'll keep this as simple as possible. It's tough to do math on the radio. But if you are 65 or older, let's say there's a couple, that's another $12,000. Think about that. $12,000 you can deduct from your taxable income. Pretty significant. And so, in other words, if I was to convert $12,000 of my IRA to my Roth, it's going from, like, as I like to say, forever taxed to never taxed. Well, that's $12,000. If I do it, I'm going to pay, I have it, it's a $12,000 minus $12,000. Basically, it's going to be the same as it was last year for me as far as taxes. Of course, we may want to do more than that, especially if we're in lower tax brackets. And these are, this is just one of many ideas. I'm going to offer this packet in a second because it includes this idea plus multiple ideas like Roth contributions, Roth 401ks, after-tax contributions, HSAs. These are all tax-free, so I'll offer that in a second. But I just want to explain. Roth conversions, again, you can do Roth contributions as well. That's $8,000 per person per year on top of the conversions. But once you get money into a Roth, keep in mind it will never be taxed for the rest of your life. Okay. Mm-hmm. There are no required minimum distributions on it. It doesn't tax your Social Security, in fact, your Medicare premiums, and it goes to your spouse and children tax free. Maybe something we want to think about. And this is why we incorporate in this. I call it forward tax planning. And man, it can make a big impact. You know, the time's going to pass. Are you going to act on this? Let me offer the packet first, which is it includes these ideas. Again, actionable items. We promise that, Kevin. Actionable items. There are 7 ideas in here to get to tax-free. I'll also include the tax reference guide and our other tax planning report. We'll put it together for you if you want that. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711. I'm telling you, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and request it. I'm confident there will be at least 1 or 2, maybe 3 or 4 ideas in here that are going to make a difference. And I will say this too. 3 years from now, 5 years from now, probably even immediately, you're going to say, wow, I'm glad I did this and I put these things in place, because guess what? I'm in a better place today. It's the old adage, right? I'm sitting under the shade of a tree because I planted it a number of years ago. That's what we want to incorporate into your plan. That's how I like to say we're a little different by design, and that's how we incorporate these things. You know, as I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. We have an estate planning attorney that does the estate planning. We incorporate that. But tax planning is also part of it, too. And if you're not getting this type of thing, this is something you want to take a look at. I'll just quote one person. In fact, I had a conversation, so I'll make another offer here. I received an email. She said, I'm 67, planning on retiring next year. My current planner and tax accountant are not working for me. When I ask questions, they refer me back to the other one. And I hear this all the time, unfortunately. Or I hear, hey, I can't. That's not something I do. I don't really want to give you the advice on this. And so that's why this is so important, because, you know, why would you give away 20 or 30% if you can do some things to try to avoid that?
Right.
And this is why this is so important. Tax planning, forward tax planning, should be integral to your overall retirement plan. It's about being complete, Kevin.
And obviously, Tom, we talked about it on the show earlier this year that, you know, you don't want to wait until the end of the year. There could be some changes when it comes mm-hmm. to the tax, you know, the tax cuts that were set to expire. But Tom, even though we know these are set moving forward, for those folks who might say, well, now we can kind of take the foot off the gas, or we don't have to right. have that sense yeah. of urgency. That's not the case, right?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that, because, okay, now I've got time. That's right. one of the, especially for the procrastinators.
Right.
That's one of the worst things. Give someone more time. And there's been studies that have done that. There's different types of procrastinators. Some get it done, but they always wait till the last minute. This is actually an opportunity. As I said, there's a number of things in this bill. Number one, the marginal tax brackets are now permanent. Well, a law has to pass. They're not sunset, which means now we have more opportunity. I mean, this can be, to me, this is my term, monumental. It can be in your planning of getting to tax-free. Imagine if you could be at tax-free. We talked about the standard deduction. That was increased, $6,000 per person. We can get into the SALT, the state and estate and local tax being raised from $10,000 to $40,000. That's on your itemized deductions. Here we go mm-hmm. into IRS speak. I'm sorry. But this is what I do. I want people to be aware of this. There's actually SALT workarounds if you're S-Corps. Again, sorry. But this is how we help people, where you can pay your state and local taxes through your S-Corp and still deduct it. There's so many opportunities out here, so I get excited about it. But I mentioned it before, I have a client, $120,000 of income, completely tax-free. All of their Social Security, tax-free. And so, you know, my point is, imagine if you could get there. And so I always say, don't leave money on the table. There's no shame in taking a look. And that's why we always talk about, when you come in, you bring this information with you. Yeah, we'll do we'll test your plan. We'll do the whole portfolio analysis, income planning strategies. But also, how about keeping more of that income and reducing your taxes during your lifetime, then down into your spouse and to your children? There's just so many opportunities. So if you want to take advantage of that, again, let's not leave money on the table. Let's not procrastinate, as we were just talking about. If you want to schedule a time to come in, again, no cost or obligation. I'm confident you're going to walk out of here at a minimum with a few ideas, a lower stress level, and a plan. So, again, give us a call. Just pick up the phone. Give our team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time on my calendar right on the website. It's simple, so there's no excuse.
Tom, for our first 5 callers from today's show, he's also going to provide you with a complimentary retirement roadmap. And all you need to do is pick up the phone, get on his calendar today, 630-864-6711 or alphawealthgroup.com. AlphaWealth.com. All right, we'll squeeze in a quick break and return with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, alongside the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. Kevin McAlpin here with you. Of course, we thank you so much for joining us on the program, and we hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Of course, we covered a lot of taxes in segment number one when it comes to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. If you'd like to learn more about how that could affect your retirement moving forward, keep this number handy, folks. It's 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or online, you can always reach Tom and schedule that initial consultation by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. Again, that's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we know the Fed is set to make another decision on whether they're going to cut interest rates or not. They're going to do that in just a couple of days. But market strategist Drew Mattis recently told CNBC he's not holding his breath.
The Fed really can't cut until they see solid evidence of weakening. And that means the unemployment rate needs to move higher. Without the unemployment rate moving higher, Powell's just kind of stuck because inflation is still a little too high. And the absolute worst thing the Fed could do is cut the Fed funds rate and have the 10-year yield move higher.
All right, so Tom, let's talk about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into interest rates. Yep. We know when they're higher, rates for annuities will typically follow. So for folks Correct. Listening today that might be trying to time the annuity market, what's your message about that cost of waiting versus that benefit of locking in that guaranteed income right here, right now?
Well, you know, interest rates affect so many levels. I mean, when it comes to housing and mortgage rates and bond yields and all these things that we take a look at. And so, you know, this is why when we take a look at our investments and what we own and what we should take advantage of, I mean, if you say right now, look, bonds are at a higher level and we think they're going to go down. I won't get into my whole discussion of what I think of Jay Powell and the Fed, and I'm not a big fan, and that's a whole nother discussion. But it does impact your investments as well. But since we're talking about what we sometimes refer to as the safe money, right. This is principal protected strategies. In fact, I would argue sometimes they're bond alternatives in your portfolio. So we need to understand how these work. Okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, they are, I'm going to get into weeds a little bit, but I think it's important you understand how these work. And we talk about these, and I'm going to talk about fixed indexed or fixed annuities. Because, you know, you could get potentially a higher yield, lock that in if interest rates come down. And now again, all of this stuff is probability, Kevin. When I make statements, I just want to be clear. When we talk about investing in the market, when we talk about owning a stock, when we talk, we can look at, you know, try to get the highest probability. Are rates going to go down? The probability is they will go down, mm-hmm. okay? Not guaranteed, so I want to be clear on that. You know, so how does that impact you? Well, as you said, if you don't lock in rates now and they do go down, well, it's too late. And so the way these companies work, and to their credit, I've seen it over the years. I've been doing this a long time. They have increased their rates. They have passed those on to the clients, to the customers. And so the 10-year bond, right now it's at 4.3, 4.4. It's kind of been vacillating back and forth in that area. They use those to back and give you the guarantees because people wonder, how does that work? And so, again, they're passing that on to you. And so if they can get a higher yield on that bond, they are in turn going to give you a higher upside. I'll give you an example, okay? And this is true. I just had a meeting this week, and I've said already, I'll just preface it with one other thing. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. That's from an investment standpoint. We do more of that. But I'm also insurance licensed, and I have been for over 20 years. So I understand how these things work, and I'm always going to be honest with the individual and explain how they work so you understand them. Mm-hmm. It's not opinion. Okay, mm-hmm. They are principal protected. You do have upside. In fact, I would argue they could be a bond alternative. As I said, I just had a meeting this week with someone who said they were worried about the market. They had a certain percentage of their portfolio they wanted to just protect from any downside. They received 13% last year and 13% the past year. Now, did the market do more? Yeah, over the last 2 years, the S&P did over 20%. But they got 13 and 13. And oh, by the way, it was locked in every year. They do not participate in down markets. So their account is up 27% over 2 years. Now, I'm not saying, now please, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's going to happen every year.
Right.
You might get 6%. You might get 5%. You'll never have a negative year. And so when you get back to your question, is this a time to maybe lock these in? Does it make sense? Look, we don't want to go backwards. Okay, if we're in retirement and we've accumulated all these assets, now, yeah, we want to have growth. That's, again, this is my opinion. Inflation, right? No one's made money investing in a bank account, but we need to have some growth. But why don't we have some protection? And as I said, a bond alternative. I can assure you, bonds have done nowhere near this over the last 5 years. In fact, in many cases, bonds are negative because of interest rates. So we actually have a report. Again, we come back to this stuff. It's called The Truth About Annuities. And so for those of you that get different opinions, this is a little disheartening because people give opinions on these. It's not what I think. It's what's good for my client, what's good for the individual. And so if you're saying, yeah, I'd like to have some protection on this money that I built over many, many years, well, there's an opportunity to do this. So, you know, if you want the information, we'll get it out to you. The Truth About Annuities, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And you can see how these could work for you. And maybe, again, minimizes some of the stress where you can say, this is protected. I'll even give you another example. From 2000 to 2010, if you put money in the market, S&P again, I know it's an extreme example, but if you put money in the market in the January 1st of 2000, the S&P 10 years later was lower. Mm. It was actually lower after 10 years. Remember the dot-com and the financial crisis? Okay.
A lot of folks are cringing right now, by the way, when you're saying that, Tom.
It's just shocking to think about it. That was horrifying when you think about how, that we got through that. And I have those conversations, to your point, Kevin, where people say, wow, that was tough. Mm-hmm. But do you know if you were in this type of investment, you would have been up, in many cases, up maybe 40% over a period where the market was either flat or negative. So this is how they can be a piece, let me rephrase that, of your portfolio. So you should learn about these things. It's kind of like chicken soup. It doesn't hurt. Get some information on them and understand maybe a strategy to lock in these rates at the level they're at. Get some potential upside on your portfolio with no downside risk. It's not a bad thing, again. So we can get you the information. For those of you, by the way, let me make another comment here. Because rates, if you keep in mind, when they did the quantitative easing and then they did all the things the Fed did and basically brought rates down to zero. In fact, 2020 was the first year in the history of the United States that the 10-year was under 1%. So I know, again, it seems like an eternity. We have this recency bias, it's called, where we don't really think about these. There are probably a number of you out there that may have some of these that locked into those lower rates. Guess what? There's an opportunity potentially to revisit those and maybe get these potentially higher rates and in a way refinance your annuities. So that's another opportunity. So for those of you who have those and you want to look at what you have, hey, there are some opportunities here, Kevin, as you were saying, with these rates. Maybe we can take advantage of that. If you want to schedule a time too, or just email me, or go on the website and, you know, we can schedule a phone call. We can talk about some of these things or download information. You know, that's at alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can also give me a call directly. Give our team a call, I should say, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You'll know what you have. You'll know your options. And, you know, then when you hear all these opinions and it frustrates me when I see in this industry where people make comments and they say things that are either misleading or trying to alarm people. I don't like that. And so it's just learn the facts and understand how they work. And it might make sense for you. Again, you've worked really hard. We don't want to go backwards. So if you want to schedule a time for an overall review, in addition to these ideas we've talked about today, whether it's tax planning or these ideas of protecting principal and growing assets, give us a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711.
AlphaWealthGroup.com, right there on the top of the page. Click Alpha Wealth Reports, and you will find right there The Truth About Annuities. And you can download that complimentary at AlphaWealthGroup.com. All right, we'll give you a few minutes to make that call, get on Tom's calendar, and we'll continue with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Well, thanks so much for joining us on another edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered, of course, by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Mr. Tom Fortino, and of course, star of the show. Let's not forget 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, here we are. It is now officially post All-Star Game. And for our new listeners who may not know, even though we are on here in Chicago and we love the Windy City, you have been a long suffering, and I mean long suffering, Detroit sports fan. So how gratifying has this season been for you? Best record in the game, the Detroit Tigers. How about it?
Yeah, here we go. They almost had the worst record many years ago. It was like 2010. I can't remember the year, but it was pretty bad. But it's always nice. I mean, the Tigers, you know, you got the old English D. It's a classic. So I'm enjoying it. Let's see if they can pull it through. You know, if you're a Detroit guy, whether it's the Lions or the Tigers, you're always like, okay, when's the next shoe going to drop? When is it going to collapse? Right. When's this all going to cave in? So
yeah.
It's sad, but that's just how it is. I'm sorry. He's conditioned that way. But we'll see. I'm hoping for the best.
One thing I think was interesting, though, during the most recent All-Star game is a lot of folks probably realized for the first time that the Tigers were the team with the best record, going, who are all these guys? And where are they all coming from? But we do know that that All-Star game really is that symbolic midway point of the baseball season. But we're also a little bit beyond the midway point of 2025. So, Tom, if you could speak to our listeners about really the importance of this time of year, getting sort of that mid-year checkup when it comes to your retirement.
You know, this is a good idea. It's a very good idea. You know, with my clients, of course, we meet throughout the year. We talk about doing the quarterly reviews, or we sit down and we go through things. And it's interesting, just on those reviews alone, we see things come up and, hey, you know, I was thinking now I'm considering retirement next year, or maybe the market's changed or whatever it may be. And we just, and sometimes we plan the review session and we think, why are we getting together? And then we start talking and there's a reason. And we find some things and we uncover some things. Now, certainly we talk about, we just talked about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. We talked about that earlier, Kevin. But the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, well, that's changed things. Mm-hmm. Well, have you had a discussion with some of your advisors? What are the things you're going to do? I'm getting prepped for this because I'm excited. It gives them, it opens the door for some opportunities we talked about in the first segment, like Roth conversions. We want to take a look at your taxes. Are there other things you may want to consider with Roth contributions? And then the deductions on the other side that they've added there. And there's many more moving parts, but that's changed. So what are we doing there? The other thing I would say, it's kind of a progress check. Okay, where am I at this year? What goals did I set? This would be a good one. What goals did I set at the beginning of the year? And how am I doing on those? You may be surprised. We know how that sometimes we fall off and we're like, oh, yeah, I did say that. Have I gotten there? So it's a good checkup to say, is my on my progress. We talk about the 401k. So I'm trying to give specifics here. Look, your 401k plans, you have from January 1st to December 31st to maximize your 401k. And so maybe it's time to accelerate it. Look, if you're at 10,000 so far this year, you got 20,000 to go. You might want to pick up the pace, as they say. And so maybe you say, hey, I'm going to add more to my 401k. I'm going to accelerate my deductions. Obviously, that's going to be a benefit to your retirement. And oh, by the way, not only am I going to increase my, I should say not, well, it's deductions from the paycheck, but it's contributions. Not only am I going to increase my contributions, guess what? I'm going to put some of them in my Roth option. I mean, this year I get a little excited because to me, this is exciting stuff because, you know, it's impactful. And then you look back and you say, wow, just from those few decisions I made, look at the difference it's made. And I'm telling you, I see this all the time. When we do these things with clients or someone I meet 3 years ago and now we're looking back and it's like, bing, the light bulb goes on. It's really fulfilling. I hope it's fulfilling to them. It is fulfilling to me as their advisor. So these are things we look at. So doing these reviews, anytime I sit down with someone, that's your review. And so if you want to take advantage of that, we've said it before, we'll say it again. Throw everything in a box. We've covered taxes so far. We've talked about the market a little bit and protecting your investments. We're going to get into some other ideas. We'll get into all those when you come in. But you know what it is? It's going to be unique to you. It's going to be customized to you. And it's going to be a good mid-year checkup. And you're going to walk out of here with some ideas and, getting back to what we said before, Kevin, actionable items, things that will make a difference in your plan for you and your family. So if you want to take advantage of that, just pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I know sometimes there's hesitancy and you're going to get to it and whatever it may be. I'm confident you're going to be glad you did it and it's going to be time well spent. So if you, as I said, just give us a call, 630-864-6711, or go to our website. You can do it there, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up and get on my calendar right online. doesn't require a phone call, so maybe it's a little easier. And also, while you're there, you can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can attend one of our classes and register there. See, it's just resources that we're trying to make available. So we can get you pointed in the right direction, get you the information that's going to make a difference in your planning. And as I always say, kind of the whole back end of this is reduce the stress level, create confidence and clarity in your retirement planning. Yeah. That's what it's about.
No question about it. And Tom, I want to go back. I mean, because, you know, a lot of times we'll talk either at the very beginning of a calendar year or towards the end of a year, like, say, November, early December. Mm-hmm. And that's when your calendar, I'm sure, is probably booked up the most, is mm-hmm. those folks yeah. that are scrambling to get that end of year stuff in, or maybe the New Year's resolution things in for the upcoming mm-hmm. year. But having that mid-year checkup really kind of setting you up for the yeah. second half of the year, this is really important, especially for those yep. folks who are nearing retirement, isn't it?
I agree. You know, you again, as I said, it's interesting when you sit down with someone, invariably, you know, other things come up mm-hmm. as we start having the conversation. You know, it's like those conversations sometimes you have with someone, whether it's work related or something else in your life, personally related, and you start talking it through and you think, wow, I didn't think of it that way, or, oh, I didn't realize that. And then these things just come to light. That's kind of how these review sessions go. And as I said, I am very confident we'll come up with a number of ideas. In fact, I'll say this, we'll probably uncover some things you weren't aware of. And so these are all just positive things. It's all positive. And so, you know, there's no cost or obligation, and things have changed. Mm-hmm. Like we said, you know, the tax laws, and they're impactful. So what are we doing to take advantage of those? Now is the time. And as I said, too, if you want, as far as testing your plan and knowing where you stand and answering your questions, and I'm guessing anybody out there listening, you probably got a number of different questions that you've always wondered about. Have you heard this? You heard that? Well, we'll clear up those things. As I said, my goal is always to present facts and saying, this is how it works. Does it make sense for you? Understand it. Because that's another thing in this industry. I think people just say, okay, don't worry about it. You're okay.
Yeah.
Or, you know, here's a pie chart. There's your investments. whatever it may be, and you should understand how all this stuff works. And as I said, there's a secret here. It's not that complicated. It can be pretty simple if it's done properly and if you're getting the proper advice. Very important. So if you want to schedule a time, just give us a call. Give our team a call.
630-864-6711 is that number. If you'd like to reach Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group, again, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. And don't forget those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports as well. It's right there on the top of the page. Click Alpha Wealth Reports. You can get the roadmap to retirement, maximizing income in retirement, top 10 estate planning mistakes, and of course, that budget and income sources worksheets. They're all available at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, we'll step aside for a break and continue with much more of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Mid-year checkups to taxes and implications of the Big Beautiful Bill Act, that and so much more. And of course, locking in that guaranteed income for your retirement. You want to learn more? You'd like to get on Tom's calendar? We'll keep this number handy, folks. 630-864-6711 is the number. Again, that's 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, you and I were having a discussion off air just a little while ago about some of mm-hmm. our favorite shows. You yeah. and I are both in alignment, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are as well, that Seinfeld, one of those TV shows that even, what, 25 years later, still a lot of their topics yeah. hold true, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I think it's just, they're just observational, as they say, humor. So it's about life. And so I guess we can all relate. That's maybe part of it. But you're right. They have stood the test of time. I think we rated it number one among all sitcoms. I know there's probably arguments out there, but they're number one sitcoms. I think Sopranos is number one in the series. And then, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't mean to stay on the mob theme, but Godfather is the best movie of all time. Sorry. Don't get mad.
No, I'm not mad at any of those three. I think you hit the nail right on the head. But to your point, Tom, you know, a show like Seinfeld, it does withstand the test of time, right? And maybe technology, it'd be a little bit different show now than it was back then with cell phones. There wouldn't be as many missed encounters, if you will. But Tom, we often talk on this show about, you know, strategies, financial strategies that don't withstand the test of time. But how about some that have all these years later? What are some of the things that stand out most to you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Kevin, there's always everything in this new age stuff. You know, it's now everything's protein, protein in cereal, protein in yogurt, protein. Okay, we get it. You know, I think it was cranberries years ago, and then it was the Greek yogurt, and then it was, you know, whatever. It's always something. The new is the best, but that's just not necessarily true. I'll just say two words. Well, one name, Warren Buffett. He's 94.
Yeah.
You think his stuff still stands the test of time?
It sure does.
You know, he's too old. Forget him. Right. You know, and in fact, Benjamin Graham, it's called The Intelligent Investor. It was written in 1949. It's on value investing. Guess what? Warren Buffett attributes a lot of his success to the teachings of Benjamin Graham. So old works. And in many cases, it does. It's frustrating sometimes when everything is these new shiny objects. And this time, hey, here's the new thing. Look, we can stick to the fundamentals. It's the old blocking and tackling of investing. And so, or just retirement planning. And so if we're talking certainly about investing, you can use the old adage, it's time in the market, not timing of the market. You just look at this year, okay? You know, if you woke up today, let's say you fell asleep January 1st, you woke up today and you said, the market's up 78%. Wow, this has been a great year. No volatility, it must have been, you know, smooth sailing. Hold on a minute. You know, so we talk about a volatile year, peak to trough in April, 20% drop. How many people, you know, said, I'm out, I got to move to cash,
right?
You know, and now they've hurt themselves. And so this is so critical to understand some of these concepts. And I get it, emotions are involved. And that's why, again, we try to cut through all this. As I said, my goal as your advisor is to keep you on course, talk to you and understand how these things work. And so when I talk about the market, number one, design a portfolio and investments, you know, that makes sense and that you're comfortable with. We talked about this in a previous segment, Kevin. We talked about having that principal protected piece. Well, guess what? When the market's down, that doesn't go down at all. Zero. Right. It can't go down. And so does that provide this volatility buffer that says, yeah, I'm a little more comfortable. I'm not going to make that emotional reaction that's really going to impact me dramatically. Is it going to impact the longevity of my portfolio? So we need to understand some of these things. And so, like I said, you said, what stands the test of times? Well, you know, as we say, there's going to be volatility in the market. Ned Davis Research has done it. It's been said many times before. Once a year, the market's probably going to correct on average 10%. So if you know that, is that going to impact how you think about things? Hopefully, you're not going to. Again, I'm not saying we're going to eliminate emotions. That's probably not possible. But can we mitigate them? Can we minimize them? And this uncertainty that people, it's disheartening to me, especially those that are nearing in retirement, because they're not getting this advice. They're not getting the, this is why. People will make an opinion and make a statement, oh, don't worry about it, or just stay the course. Well, why? Can you please explain it to me? And so, you know, again, if you can give people reasons and understanding, hey, you know, that's going to make them more successful. It's just like we talked about taxes, understanding what can I do to minimize my taxes. So when I go into retirement, you know, the IRS is a smaller part of my retirement. What am I doing to protect assets in the event of, you know, we talk about the five pillars, Kevin, in this retirement roadmap. What happens if an unforeseen event occurs? Like, unfortunately, I'm sorry, it's not pleasant, but what does your plan say? What are you doing to create income you can't outlive? Okay, what does your plan say? And so these are things that I said, you know, we don't have to look for the shiny object or the new thing. What we do is we stick to these ideals that have worked. And as Sir John Templeton said, very well-known Templeton Funds, you know, he said the four most dangerous words is this time it's different. Well, that may not necessarily be true. But for those that really want to take a look, I'll offer this again. We did it before. You know, if you want to take a look at some of these things, try to provide more certainty, more clarity, more confidence in your planning. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and we'll go through all of these things. We'll do a portfolio x-ray. We'll do a look under the hood. You'll see what you own. You'll know why you own it. And then we'll say, are there things you want to do? Are there other things we can do to minimize some of the taxes? Be proactive and start doing some things with the big, beautiful bill. There's changes that are occurring. Are you changing with them? Are you getting this advice? So there's just so many things we can dive into, and we will. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. If there's questions you have, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up, send me an email. You can schedule a time with me. Get on my calendar. We'll get into all these things. One thing I can promise you, you're going to get an honest, objective evaluation. You're going to have a better understanding of where you stand, and you're going to be in a position to make some changes or do some things that will have an impact on you and your family and your retirement plan.
Tom, obviously, folks listening today, they're one of two people. They fall into one of two categories. They've mm-hmm. either dealt with a financial advisor or they haven't. And I know mm-hmm. that there's a large percentage of the population that hasn't. They fall into that category.
Yeah.
In your opinion, why is that such a high percentage of folks who think they can do this on their own or don't seek the counsel of someone like yourself?
You know, it may be a combination. It's an interesting statistic, Kevin. I'll just say this one thing. There may be a couple reasons for it, but there was a study by John Hancock that said 70% of those who work with a financial advisor are on track or ahead in saving for retirement, compared to just 33% of those who don't use an advisor. And so the numbers are there, and I think when you've got someone who's an advocate on your side mm-hmm. and someone that you can pick up the phone, what I always say to, with my client, you know, I'm a phone call away. Right. On top of just as we review things throughout the year, and I stay on top of things, I'm doing things, I'm being proactive. But also, you know, if something comes up, you know, I don't care if you're saying I'm going to buy another house, I'm thinking about selling it, I'm, you know, looking at another investment or whatever the things may be, or I'm putting my estate plan in place, I wanted to run some things by you. Just pick up the phone. Give me a call. I'm your advisor. I'm your advocate. And so that's why I think, you know, that if you can have someone you trust and you can rely on, that's important. Now, is there a reason people don't take action? You know, it's tough. Maybe they think they're going to be sold something. And I get that. In some cases, that's true. But, okay, let's be honest. But, you know, or there's just this apprehension, or there's an uncomfortable, you know, because financial stuff, maybe there's a discomfort of sharing those things or getting into those things with what you've done. I would tell you this. Many people that come in, they're a lot better off than they think. And when we go into this, it's very I quoted that one person I met a couple weeks ago who said, you know, I feel a lot better walking out than I did walking in. Mm-hmm. And so this is why we do this. I can get this accomplished in the first meeting, I think, because I get that a lot where people say, wow, you know, they just see things and have a perspective. And that's our goal. So that's why we offer these opportunities to come in, and there's no cost for it or obligation. It will be a good experience. Like I said, that statement I'll stick by. So if you want, you just give us a call, go to our website and schedule a time.
Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, this hour has zipped right on by. Mm-hmm. And before we run out of time, I'd like to leave the floor all yours for the final word.
Well, I'm just going to tell people again, we're a resource, so we have these options that are available to you. There's no obligation. There's no cost. You go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. What will you find there? You can sign up for our newsletter. We give you information on retirement ideas. You can sign up for one of our classes. There's no cost. You can schedule a time to chat or even meet with us. Or if you want to schedule a time to really dig deep into your plan specific to you, that's an opportunity as well. So I just want people to know that you know, we're here for you. Give us a call. But more importantly, we don't want to procrastinate. So I always say to everyone, first of all, have a blessed week and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.